So, last Saturday, Baton Rouge went to the polls. Well, a chunk of Baton Rouge went to the polls. And we now have a mayor president-elect in Sid Edwards, unseating Sharon Weston Broom for the top gig in the city parish. Joining us now to talk about where we go from here, because a lot of what mayor president-elect Edwards is going to have to do starts with working with the Metro Council. We've got Metro Councilman Daryl Hurston with us. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, man. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you.
Glad I wasn't on the ballot last Saturday.
You know what? Can we spend like 30 seconds on that? District 1 and District 2 had runoff races. Any surprises from your end?
It was a nail-biter in District 2. I think either one of them would have been great candidates for the Metro Council. I always feel like God does stuff the way he wants it to happen. And my prayer was that through these elections, let the what's right for what we need now in our city come to life. And I believe in the election Saturday, that's what happened.
Okay. I don't know Anthony Kenny yet. Hope to have him on the show in short order. I do know Eugene. And I know Eugene is a very gifted communicator. I was a little bit surprised that his message didn't cross the finish line.
Well, I would tell you, Anthony Kenny, he's a dynamic speaker as well.
Okay.
And so when he gets in front of a crowd, he even at the youngest council member in history, he has been able to command the attention of his audience.
Mm-hmm.
And send a consistent message that he wants a unified approach to solving problems and not a everybody working autonomously. So for that, I applaud him. I believe that it's going to take us all being one, and not black, white, not Republican, Democrat, but Baton Rouge and the parish together to get it done. So I'm excited for him.
All right, let's pivot over to Mayor President-elect Sid Edwards. Your general takeaways from Saturday were what?
My general takeaways from Saturday is that people wanted some sort of radical change.
Yeah.
They didn't like the current direction that the city was going, and I want to thank Mayor President Sharon Weston Broom for all that she's done. Let me tell you, whether you liked it or not, to sit in the public's eye and be scrutinized at every turn, it takes somebody with a bunch of gall, somebody who is built to do that. She definitely was.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that she enjoys the rest of her career. And whatever that may be, but definitely get the opportunity after 36 years of public service to spend time with her family, right?
No, absolutely. And I don't think she's done by any stretch.
No.
Quick retreat, recharge the battery. She's going to go after it again.
And she definitely may. But what I will tell you is that it just showed that the people wanted something different.
Yeah.
And I've had conversations with people both sides of the aisle, North Baton Rouge, South Baton Rouge, and they are excited about Sid Edwards. What people don't know is that Sid is just loves Jesus and he loves Jesus' kids.
Yeah.
So he doesn't care who you are, what you look like. He's literally paying light bills, water bills, someone right now at Struma, making sure that no cupboard is bare. And these are the things that he doesn't talk about publicly, because when you have a heart for God, you don't let the public reward you for it. God does it in private, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited because I understand what it is to be a coach. I'm a college athlete. I've been coaching the last 15 years, partially in high school, travel ball. And the intangibles that kids get from basketball, football, baseball, soccer, those are the foundational pieces that make them excellent in life. But the intangibles that a coach gets is what makes them a great leader or her in any room that they walk in. And so a lot of people thought that Sid Edwards didn't have a plan, but you had to understand sports to understand what the plan was. His plan was that I don't have a plan, but I will get a plan because I want to surround myself with the best and brightest to develop that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have an idea of what needs to be improved. North Baton Rouge, crime, education, right?
Yes.
But you can't be the head coach, the offense coordinator, defense coordinator, D-line coach, safeties coach, running backs coach, linebacker. You have to have people who specialize in those areas, SME, subject matter experts, put them in play and surround yourself with the best and brightest. If whether it was Sid, Ted, Mayor Broom, whoever it may be, all of them would have been a horrible mayor if they didn't surround themselves with people who were monsters.
100%.
And so he's been a winning coach because, number one, he's done what most coaches try to do, which is get the best and brightest talent in athletes,
mm-hmm.
but also in coaching staff. But what's unique about Coach Edwards is that he allows his coaches to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
If I hired you to do it, I'm not going to tell you what play to run. And I'm not going to hire somebody with a vision and then come in and tell them, well, I'm glad you're here, but let me tell you what you need to do, right?
Right.
So I believe for that, we'll have some trial and error, but our city will head in the right direction.
When you talk about those coordinators, when you talk about the rest of the coaching staff and the team for that matter, what's the Metro Council's role?
Well, I believe the Metro Council's role is to sit down with him to talk about the challenges that we have in our unique districts.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is a lot different than most people in the council. I was 92% African American. Now I'm 88%. So when we start talking about what that looks like in demographics and geographically, it's North Baton Rouge. And so I have Zion City. I have Brookstown. I have Delmont Village. I have some Plank Road. I have the areas that are probably some of the most challenged areas in the city. I have Tony's. I have Redemptorist, Krispy Kreme. I have some of the staples, but also have some of the key challenges that we need to fix to make our city better. So everybody will have a different conversation with him. I don't have St. George, so that won't be the topic of my conversation.
Right.
Where it may be for four or five of the Metro Council members. I don't have the rural part of the parish, but Brandon and District 2, District 1, and District 4 does. So that's was Sean and now Anthony Kinney,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Noel, and Aaron Moak. So every conversation will be different, and I believe what he has to do is start putting down on a piece of paper what the needs are and then prioritizing those needs based on the impact of correcting them and how it affects our parish.
All right, we got Metro Councilman Daryl Hurston with us. You mentioned radical change. You mentioned challenged areas. I got to find a right way to word this. How can Sid Edwards as a man affect radical change and affect challenged areas? What is it about him that's going to be different?
He's just likable, man. I mean, he's likable and he loves people. And I will tell you, historically, he, before all this Nike circuit and this big dollar stuff happened in youth sports,
mm-hmm.
Sid had the LA Breeze, which was an AAU basketball team. 90% African-American, didn't try to make money off the kids, just saw some amazing talent, wanted to get them to college, travel them around the country, and expose them to what they couldn't afford. He's still doing that today with kids. So he's not afraid to go in some of those neighborhoods that even people look like me are afraid of, and streets that they're afraid to go down. He's at a school that's one of the most troubled schools, and he's reaching the kids there. Look at what he did football-wise. They went from a decent team to a playoff winning team this year and lost to Madison Prep.
No team.
So my point is the only so if I didn't switch the players,
yeah.
All I did was switch the plan and switch the approach.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you right there his ability to do that shows and demonstrates how we can reach people from that 7805 community. And his whole pitch, which is my pitch, if you fix North Baton Rouge, you fix Baton Rouge. If you fix crime, if you fix education, if you focus on the three E's, education, employment, and entrepreneurship, you eradicate crime because people with money don't rob, steal, and kill.
Right.
If they are, they're a narcissist or a murderer, right? They're not somebody, I mean, not a narcissist, kleptomaniac or a murderer. They are somebody, right now, these people don't have resources and a lot of times are going and doing activities that are not common because they want to close that gap, right?
Right.
And so he is making the change by, first of all, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And they're buying into him. And if Struma High can buy into him, the rest of North Baton Rouge can as well.
How big was that on Saturday? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. How big was that on Saturday?
I believe, and I didn't watch the last debate, I would tell you, between he and Mayor Broome.
There were 50 of them. I mean, going back to the primary and whatnot when Ted was out there as well, at a certain point, it's like, you got to move to previous question.
You do, but the one piece of feedback that I got from people in my district, in my community, was, did you see how great of a guy Sid was? He didn't say one thing bad about her.
Mm-hmm.
He told her she did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
She questioned, well, why are you running? And he said, because even though you're doing good, I believe that God's called me to run and I can do something better, right? But just his approach with her made him extremely attractive to people all over the parish, not just in my district. So if he takes that same approach, keeps a listening ear, keeps patience, slow to anger, I believe that he will be a change agent, and one that we need. And I'll say something else about this too. And then it's probably going to be unliked by certain folks, and I'm okay with that. I'm unapologetically disruptive, but sometimes when you're from a certain area, you're too used to what you see every day. And what I mean by that is when you go in neighborhoods that are blighted and you wonder how can people live here, it's because that's their norm. And so when you have elected officials from the northern part of the parish that grew up in these same areas, they don't see it like somebody would from the Country Club of Louisiana who comes to North Baton Rouge and sees World War III. And so for that reason, it creates an immediate need for change versus a plan, right? We said we have to do something now.
You mentioned about coach needing to be slow to anger. How much of that applies to the rest of us as well, though? How much grace is he going to be given once he's sworn in?
Well, I mean, it's you got to look at politics. You have a lot of uninformed people making informed decisions in their mind, right? So you're going to have race wars out there for a little bit, just a part of you, because you're going from a black woman to a white man, right? Which is always one thing. But what will happen is that he will probably get less grace from the African-American community, and more accountability will be held towards him affecting the communities that they live and we live in. And then on the other side of the aisle, he'll get a ton of grace that wasn't given to Sharon Weston Broome. So it's the catch-22. So people that look like him will give him grace, and people that don't look like him won't. And the same thing was happening to Sharon when she was in office. So it's just to be expected.
Meanwhile, if he's going to dive in and invest throughout 70805, I hate glossing as North Baton Rouge because it's so big, but he's going to demand more along the way. How much give and take is going to be there?
Well, I will tell you this, though. If there was a strategic focus on North Baton Rouge over the last 30 or 40 years, there would have been no need for a Central, no need for a St. George.
Right.
And if we don't start focusing on North Baton Rouge and we don't go, because they're just hopeless in certain areas because they haven't seen the change that they've looked for in elected officials, black, white, or other, right?
Right.
And feel targeted as it relates to crime that is almost like stop and frisk. Was in New York for a long period of time. And you can look at SB2, which was Senate Bill 2, which now has the ability to give a 12-year-old a life sentence in prison to be tried as an adult. Those are people who don't understand those communities who are throwing something at a wall and hope that they create a Picasso out of it. But when you get into those communities, get into those weeds and work with those folks and understand the needs, you realize it's just opportunity that's there that's not being tapped into. And I believe Sid Edwards is not afraid to walk down those streets.
He is Metro Councilman Daryl Hurst. We're just straight up out of time. I told you that last segment was going to be short. We didn't get to everything we wanted to get to. You know what, though? January 2nd still a ways off, and that's just the starting gun. So we'll pick this conversation up at a later time. Right now, thank you so much for sticking around. I greatly, greatly appreciate the time this morning. Also, a little bit fired up to see the enthusiasm.
Yeah, I definitely am, man. I mean, I'm always optimistic for change, and I look forward to working with him.